You're listening to episode 88 of the Furlough Bros Tech Podcast, The Unbearable Lightness of Advertising.
Is it Europe, aren't you?
Yeah, I think so. Samsung's got a pretty cool phone out there, the Samsung Galaxy S4. They've also got the Galaxy Note. And if you're a mid to short term listener of the show, you know that I have a particular opinion about the Samsung Galaxy phone, specifically the Galaxy S3, because I used it for quite a few weeks before I ended up going with the iPhone 5, and I ranked the phones in I ranked the three phones that I tried were the iPhone 5, the Nokia 920, and then the Galaxy S3. And I actually was prejudicial against the Galaxy S3, not because of Android, but despite Android, I think is what I'm trying to say. I liked Android. I actually disliked the Galaxy S3 because I thought that they put a lot of garbage on there that made it perform worse. And not to mention, if you actually went through and read all of the, any comparative reviews, its hardware is just simply not the best out there. It's not there are other Android phones, and there were at the time, and there still are to this day, that are better phones. And yet it's the best selling phone in the market, which is why I decided to try it out, because maybe I was missing something. The conclusion that I came to is that the criticism that I have, or the explanation I have for why the Galaxy S3 was the best-selling phone and why the Galaxy S4 is selling as well as it is, the explanation for that is the same as the explanation for why Apple computers sell as well as they do, is because their advertising is fantastic. Now, Apple, I think, backs it up with a little bit more, but the simple nuts and bolts of use is they're both great advertisers. And the reason I say this is because there's this real, like, you know, Samsung is just killing everybody else in the market.
Right.
We gave you the numbers a few weeks ago where they're selling like 90% of all Android phones are Samsung phones. Of the entire market, they're basically like 97% of the phones are either iPhones or Galaxy phones. Right. And everybody else is like splitting up 3-4% of the market. Nokia's fighting.
Which is mostly like the Nexus line, because people want to run stock Android.
Right, exactly. So HTC launched a phone a few months ago. Mm-hmm. And it's the HTC One. And the reason I bring this up is because it basically has received across-the-board acclaim as one of the world's best smartphones. And to the effect of, if you go through some of the reviews of it, it's not just like, oh yeah, this is one of the best ones. It is simply the best.
Wow.
It's hands down better performance, better software, tighter integration. One of the things that it doesn't have is it doesn't have quite as many features as the Galaxy phones do, because Samsung has thrown everything into those.
Well, yeah.
It's more along the lines of stock Android or the iPhone, where it does have some proprietary HTC stuff, but mostly it's just really clean, you know, high performance and just incredible hardware. Great battery life, great screen, great touch response, great camera. Just, it's great. It's a great phone, and HTC can't give them away. So this has just become like one of those things where, I don't even know what you're supposed to do as a company like this.
Yeah, because generally it's if you have a better product, they will sell.
Right.
Typically tends to be true. And this is a weird one where everyone says they have a better product, then they're just not selling well.
Right, and this goes back to HTC has been getting drumming on this for a while. This idea that Samsung beat them on advertising. That is it. And more and more evidence seems to be mounting that that's the case, that HTC can build as good, if not a better phone, at a, as good, if not a better price, and can't sell them. And you know, and if you think about it, I mean, Samsung, they attack aggressively the iPhone, but they're relatively good commercials in how they do it. They're you know, kind of subtle, and they have some subtlety to them, but or at least their jokes aren't, you know, they're not just like, I don't know, they make decent jokes.
They're not being mean. They're just not being like iPhone stupid.
Yeah, exactly. And they're doing is they're making fun of you for like, oh, that's the grandma's phone. If you're gonna use that, you're like, what's that? What's wrong with grandma's using the phone? Come on now. And they, you know, they don't go, but they've had a giant ad campaign. So HTC, and really this is like true of the rest of the market as well, or the rest of the competitors, is the problem they're running into is like now they're in this like horrible spot where you can have these great phones or you can have these awful phones. It doesn't really matter. What you really need to do is dump money into advertising now, and you really need the help of the carriers to push your device as well. Like you need a two-pronged thing. You need to be getting on the TV and you need people in the stores selling your phones.
Which is crazy to me that the carriers don't push whatever the best phone is, because you would think that it would be in their best interest to have you buy a device that you enjoy using and will use often, because that directly gives them money.
Right. Let me read this to you from the article. Since those two suggest, in particular, HTC to task for its puzzling decision to offer the HTC One on every major American carrier except for Verizon, which just happened to be the largest wireless carrier in the United States. But even this is something of a catch-22, since Brunston admits that carriers are going to be more interested in manufacturers that can offer more sales, and that no one does scale like Samsung. And they're basically saying that Samsung can do the full manufacturing back end, but it's becoming this like self-perpetuating machine where HTC doesn't have the money and the supply chain to ramp up production on the HTC One. So so Verizon doesn't even bother, you know, doesn't want to sell them, and a lot of people don't want to sell them because they only want to sell the ones that they're going to sell the most. And the ones that are selling the most are the ones with the biggest ad campaigns, and the ones with the biggest ad campaigns, it's a huge, like, it's this giant cycle, and you just sit there and you're like, you shake your head, you're like, how is it possible? Yeah, like you said, it's just such a weird place to be where it's like you clearly have the best product in the market and you can't sell them because you can't, you know, and part of it is the relationship of the carriers. You know, you need the carriers, and the carriers need to sell the device to the carriers as much as you do to the consumers. And you need to sell to the consumers in a way that is apart from, you know, tech performance. And this is classic, you know, Apple. They didn't care about, you know, why did they never talk about gigahertz and gigabytes and RAM and ROM? Because they knew that, or Steve Jobs knew that people didn't care. They didn't want to know about it. What they wanted to know is, what can I do with it and how reliable is it going to be? And if you can say you can do these tasks and it's going to be very reliable, even if those tasks weren't performed as well or if there weren't as many, people were going to buy that because it was reliable. It just worked. And it was, you know, and they understood it.
Yeah.
What Samsung has done is they've hit a couple of really, you know, tap to share. You know, does it work? Yes. Is it reliable? Yes. Is it unique? Yes. Is it, you know, is it easy to understand? Yes. Is it easy to replicate with other devices? You mean by texting that same file to each other? Yeah, it is. But that's not the point. From an advertising perspective, Samsung has just done a brilliant job of really hitting the two things that you need: reliability and ease of understanding. And then they made it look cool. And HTC hasn't done any advertising. They've really relied on the best product. I just think it's really fascinating because the tech industry is so weird in that, you know, and I find that I hope one of the reasons why this is a good show, or why people will appreciate this show, is because I really try to keep in mind that it's because I get excited about products because they're the best, or because they have certain features that I really like, doesn't mean that the rest of the world cares at all. And it doesn't even make me right, you know? Like, you know, and
yeah. Well, because running an organization, really, it's right. not just about the product. It's also about the marketing, and it's about the sales, and it's about the customer service and the services. You know, it all plays a role together. Every once in a while, there's some products that are so innovative that, well, the marketing then happens word of mouth, and right. their problem is, you know, they go, oh, it just runs Android. You know, they
right.
unfortunately get lumped into this big group where you almost have to advertise and say it yourself because everyone else just gets confused.
Right.
And, you know, so they go to the store and they go, oh, I saw the Samsung ad because I know I don't want an iPhone. I've got to imagine that's how the conversation goes. I'm not really yeah. interested in an iPhone. I'm interested in an Android. And that's how they walk in and they go, oh, I've seen the Samsung commercials and that feels familiar and it feels safe.
Right.
And so they naturally gravitate towards that. And HTC might be good. And I think it's good advice. If they could improve the relationship with the carrier somehow, that's when the salesperson would go, if you think that's cool, check out this one. It's very yeah. similar, better built, blah, blah, blah. You get the sale.
And say, one of the things that like it's important to remember is as much training as the guys on the floor you know, get the actual salespeople get, they don't have a script that they necessarily stick to. A lot of times they're as influenced by using the phones and the advertising campaigns as anybody else. They
True.
Want to, they, you know, a lot of the guys there aren't, you know, aren't, I this is going to come off as offensive and ivory tower-ish, but whatever. A lot of those guys aren't engineers that have been like working with these products and like evaluate them on you know huge tech standards. A lot of these guys are just you know like whatever. Like I kind of get phones and I'm working I'm working an hourly wage job as a salesperson at Verizon.
Well, and that's more of it, right? Cool. They are not. That's not their career, often.
Right.
I mean. With rare exception,
right.
that is not their career. It's just a step up from working at Arby's, really.
Right, and yeah, and as two people that worked at Arby's, we just want to throw that out there because I don't want to be too ivory tower-ish.
I know, I'm just trying to help you out there.
I actually hung out, if you followed my tweet or Facebook, I went and got dinner at Arby's and hung out with old coworkers yesterday. It was kind of fun.
Dude, I love Arby's. I should eat there tonight. I'm going to – tomorrow. I'm doing it tomorrow.
I just had a regular roast beef and some potato cakes. Oh my goodness!
I might do it tonight. I'm trying to decide. Let's do this podcast. I'm doing it tonight.
Yeah. Seriously. Let's go. what I found was with my my point here is that it's like you know a lot of these guys. Not to say that the Samsung, you know, obviously the Samsung is ridiculously well selling and it's a good phone. But I'm just my broader point is that a lot of times. You know, well, and even if you are like a hardcore engineer, you might just be as into I want to look cool as anybody else. Like I want people to see the status symbol of the phone that I have. Like there's a certain amount of, you know, it's
not
ridiculous.
Me. I don't do that at all.
I was gonna say.
Did you grab your phone too? Nice.
It's ridiculous. I've decided to keep the back off of my phone. And okay.
You're just a shallow person. That's the secret, everybody.
I'm going to say.
You are shallow how?
I actually have gone through a transformation in the last 2 years where I've decided to be as brutally honest about myself to as many people as possible because I think it's healthier for me. But what I've realized is that I really like the iPhone. I like how it feels in my hand when it's naked. But there is a certain amount of I will put the iPhone down, screen down, so that you can see the aluminum back. Because the aluminum back is on the iPhone 5. iPhone 4S's and 4 have glass backs. And I notice that sort of stuff. So I'm hoping that other people that notice that sort of stuff. Because from a distance, you can't really tell if it's the bigger screen or not. But from a distance, you can tell if it's aluminum or not. Which is just stupid. I mean, that's just the dumbest reason to buy a phone at all. But yet, guess what? I make my, you know, it's just, it's, I, so... You know, I really got to come down from my ivory tower at this point. But
Ooh, you are far from it. Don't worry.
Yeah. Yeah, good. But that's the point, I guess, is the broader point here, is that HTC, they need to do more than just have a great phone. They need to convince the salespeople that it's cool. They need to convince, they need to convince the engineers that it's unbelievably impressive and that it's very reliable. They need to convince mom and dad that it's going to do what it's supposed to do every time and it's never going to have any bugs. They need to convince, and that's all advertising. That's just, pump some money into it. But now they're in this place, they can't sell phones, so they don't have a lot of extra income. They can't scale because they don't have a lot of extra income. And what are you supposed to do at that point,
So
at least they're not BlackBerry. That's the real point here.
And I'm trying to remember. Yeah, so, and this could be a weird one, too, that's throwing it in, is that the HTC One also comes with Facebook Home already pre-installed.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm wondering how much that's playing a role in the lack of sales, because from everything that I've been reading about Facebook Home, it's not doing as well as they would like it to, which I'm not 100% sure why, other than it's like, wow, that's a lot of Facebook. It's almost like they overdid it where they needed to highlight with Facebook, and instead they painted with Facebook. Yeah.
Well, I think this goes back to... I would argue that's an advertising thing as well. It's funny. I kind of knew that somewhere in the back of my head, but I'd forgotten that. Now that you mentioned it, it's like, oh yeah, of course that's the HTC One that had Facebook Home. But I had forgotten, and that's part of it. Like, I just don't know enough about the phone. Like, I read reviews and stuff, and I'm reading articles, and whereas, like, I know everything about the stupid Samsung phones because everybody talks about them all the time because they're advertising them incessantly. And that's the thing. I mean, that's, even this show where we try to be broad and, or at least wear our biases on our sleeve, and view other stuff, we're even biased towards good advertising campaigns, which is why it's part of the show opening that we talk about advertising campaigns, because, we realize we're all affected by it. There's some stupid smart people that work in advertising. Some of the most creative people in the world.
There's a subtlety that I just realized happened when we were together.
Yeah.
That doesn't happen. Normal. And I don't know how to deal with this. This is inside baseball. But did you notice that we'd be talking about a subject, and at one point in time I would close the tab and kind of move on to the next one?
Yeah.
And I usually do it just because I feel like we've covered everything in the article and we're moving on to just the editorial part, and I'm half thinking of the transition and what I'm going to be saying next, half listening, which sometimes comes off that way. But that besides the point. But what I noticed was that when I closed the tab, you took that as a signal of, oh, okay, time to move on to the next story, which I was okay with. But
it's interesting. That's interesting, because I don't actually close the tabs, but I move back to the main document, and I do at least subconsciously follow you on that. So what do you want to talk about?
No, that's fine. I could feel this one was winding down, and I was just thinking about it.